It's a fascinating piece, and honestly, one of the reasons I chose it is that the Dubuque Symphony Orchestra, throughout this whole season of 2017-18, is exploring dance music and music inspired by dance. And there are so many countless great examples of orchestral music, either music written as ballet, written inspired by dance, or actual, you know, dance suites and so forth. And so in every concert we have music inspired by dance, and one could say that there are moments in the Sibelius Symphony, in the first movement, for instance, that are kind of perhaps inspired by dance. And in a sense, you could say that maybe the Rondo, last movement of the Mozart, has a dance-like quality to it. Yet I thought I wanted to have an actual piece with dances in it, and so we decided to open the concert with the Warlock.
Now, are you doing this just as a string orchestra, or are you doing this as full orchestra?
That's right. It was originally written as a piano duo, and then he wrote it for strings, and then he wrote it for full orchestra. And I chose to do the string orchestra version. It's the way I first got to know this piece, and to me it sounds somehow more authentic. I don't know why. But there are so many rich possibilities with the strings, and a certain kind of intimacy as well. So I chose that. I also wanted to set up the Mozart in a nice way to sort of build. So we have just strings, then we have the Mozart concerto, the violin concerto, which adds horns and oboes, and then after intermission we